Welcome to Fresh Grooves Pod, a golf podcast exploring the competitive side of the game with a little twist. I want to take what I've learned from my favorite golf podcasts and put it to the test. This season, I want to see how comfortable I can get being uncomfortable under the pressure of competitive golf. If you're like me, you've probably wondered, why doesn't my game default to good? Why does pressure produce outcomes in my game that never happen on the course when I'm with my friends? Why do I care about outcomes so badly, but I never give the process a real shot? So if you're ready, let's change the mindset and see what we can figure out with some Fresh Grooves. Hey everybody, and welcome to Fresh Grooves Pod. I am your host, Carter. I am a mid-50-something golfer who's played this game for about 45 years. I've played competitive golf in my high school years, in my college years. A little bit after that, played some amateur events like state amateurs and in my state, the state open, things like that. Now I've relegated myself to club championships and other matches. But what I've noticed is as I've gotten older, my intensity for the game has not waned. I love it more than I ever have loved it in the past. But my competitiveness has just dropped off completely. So where do I stand right now? It is Masters Week, aka Holy Week of 2014. So it's April. It means that we are getting our season set, our season ready to go. In my state, which is Minnesota, we have had a very mild winter. Extremely mild, in fact. I played golf in almost every month this winter, with the exception of January, and I had a legitimate shot to play in January. I just didn't have the time. I have worked hard through the off season, which I don't normally do. I have put time in the simulators. I have watched videos. I have listened to podcasts. I've listened to some of my favorite pros in the amateur. I'm going to say that weird. It is weird. Pros in the amateur world. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're amateurs, but they sound professional, and I like what they're doing. So I'm going to set the stage with you. Like I said in the intro, this is a podcast to take what I've been listening to, what I've been learning from other podcasts, apply it to my competitive life, and see if there's a way that a regular average dude with skills can hone them to get to a competitive place that I'm having fun during competition. And the reason I say it that way is, if you're like me, you get all excited about your game, you get it tuned up, or maybe you don't, you just hope for the best. Then you throw this idea in your head that I want to compete against other people, because I suppose that's what I'm supposed to do. As you know, you get better in the game, it's supposed to be enriching. So you sign up for a tournament, you set your expectations super high, you get out, and there's nothing but ridiculous tension in your arms. There's shortness in your swing. There's thin shots because you've come up on them. There is swaying that causes a shank you've never seen. There's a dead push right, you know, out of bounds on the first tee ball that you just, it's not your game. Why does all of that crazy stuff get into your game when you turn the heat on? So that's where I'm at right now, is like, I'm not ready to win anything. I just want to go out, play competitive golf with some of the skill set that I've been learning on these, what I consider very astute students of the game. I don't know if you can say astute students. Maybe you can. I'm going to go with it. Guys, that's it. I've declared astute students as legit. So I want to see if the stuff that they're learning means anything to the rest of us, right? Because their content is certainly cool and fun to listen to, and I certainly respect all of these people. So I'm going to use that as the basis. the first goal of this is to introduce myself, let you get an idea who I am, why maybe this might be interesting to listen to. I already told you I'm a 50-something, mid-50s, late, early 30s to mid-50s. I am staring down the end of my competitive career life. I'm getting ready to retire from a competitive job, an alpha-style job. I am been a golfer since I was 4 years old. I have been more in love with the game the last probably 3 years than I ever have. I want to say that I'm in pretty decent shape right now. I was in terrible shape by last November, the worst shape I've ever been in. The golf season in 23 was disappointing. I was really too out of shape to play. So I would have back pain. I would not be able to, like, I can walk and, like, whatever. I'm not an invalid, but I just wasn't able to swing a club regularly, competitively, and trust that I could make a quality golf swing with my stature, with the way I've my body set up. So I got pissed about it, and I decided I was going to do something about it. So I listened to a podcast that promoted a dude, and I signed up for that dude's course, and I began doing the workouts. Maybe I should just air it. I'm not sure if I can. Maybe I can't. I don't know what the rules of podcasting are, but I really love the Chasing Scratch dudes. I listen to Mike and Eli. I've listened to every season. I've loved how they go about. I can totally relate. I'm older than them dudes, but I'm a latchkey kid that grew up on the same television and movies and whatever. Everything just hits for me. But Mike Carroll, the Fit for Golf dude, Irish Mike, they call him. I started his program, and I just been at it, guys. I mean, I'm 50-some workouts into the lifting part of it. I'm 50-some workouts into the cardio part of it. My strength, my core, my conditioning, my everything is better. And I know that because, guys, last year when I was putting, I could actually hear my spine click. Like, it was almost a metronome. So, like, I mean, sometimes it was helpful if you're, like, into metronome-style putting. I would hear a click, 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 but it was actually in my torso. This year, at least, I'm in better shape, at least to the point where, like, I don't think I'm going to break my back putting. Anyhow, been working with Ripsticks to increase my swing speed, and I don't know what my starting swing speed it was, but I know it wasn't where it's at now. I can tip out at 116, which is, I think, decent for my age. I don't strike the ball clean enough to see that translate into good ball speed contact, but I've seen an increase in my ball speed by using the Ripsticks and increasing my swing speed. So that's where I'm starting this baseline at, is I am at, here we are, Masters Week 2024. I am preparing this Sunday to play my first outdoor round in Minnesota. I've got some rounds in Florida in already. I've got plenty of simulator rounds in. I've been working on my swing. I've been working on getting something that I can trust on the swing side of thing. Not super technical, but the most important thing is I've been working on my brain to try and condition myself to find a way to play that day with what my body's giving me and my brain is giving me. So instead of forcing shots on a lie that won't work in conditions that I won't work for in a setup that won't work, my brain is now telling me to play what you can get away with when you have to. Obviously, I've been listening to people talk about their dispersions and what their dispersions look like, and then how to translate that into how you should think about your approach shots, you know, after your tee ball and things like that, how you should think about your approach shots and your mindset on that. So all of this stuff is going into the mixing bowl. And I kind of like to see if you guys can do it too. If you're at all listening to this, I'd like to see if you can follow what I'm doing and piggybacking off of these other podcasts, because I think it'd be really cool for the other guys to know that the content that they're producing, the things that they're putting out there, the blood, sweat, and tears that they've put in to create really quality shows is actually meaning something for somebody. Like, you know, the Chasing Scratch dudes are just, they're trying to get better at the game. I'm trying to get better at the game. I'm sure you all are. If anyone's got this game locked in and listening to this, you should be on the Pro Tour and you should be not listening. But what I'm thinking is that, you know, this content that's out there, it's for us. It's basically out there for free, and why not take advantage of it? And if it's good stuff, these dudes should know that it is. So right now it's a single show. I do intend to bring some of my dudes in. They're funny guys. They're the guys I've grown up with for years and years. They're the fellas I play golf with. We're all kind of in the same ball game. We all love the game. We're all just different phases of it. So my hope is that the next few episodes, I will start to outline what the plan is for the year. Obviously, competitive golf is the plan for the year. So the basic structure is going to be this. I'm going to seek out some tournaments. I'm going to seek out some competitive players. I'm going to try and find a money game that I can play on a regular basis, because I think that is a key to it, testing your mettle. Lee Trevino is famous for saying that, you know, when you've only got $5 in your pocket, it's important to make the putts when you're playing for $125, you know. So that's the point. We're going to set up some game style stuff. I'm going to tell you what my progress is. I'm going to tell you how my game prep is. I'm going to tell you how my outcomes are, and I'm going to tell you what's working and what's not working. So let's hope for nothing but fairways and greens, right? Oh, I also wanted to touch base on what the title is. So Fresh Grooves, right? It's the title of the podcast, and it means a lot to me. I have been a golfer who's played for freaking long time, like 45 years at this point, right? And I always used to be proud of the fact that I'd hold on to my equipment, and I never switch clubs a ton, and I never this, that, and the other, and I regrip my own stuff, and I'll just take care of my own equipment, right? And then I got on simulators, and I realized that fresh grooves mean a big deal, right? Like, fresh equipment, there's a reason why you get it. It's because it's designed to work for you, especially wedges. And I have updated over the off season to a new set of Vokey SM9s. I'm always kind of a year behind kind of guy, just because, you know, that's what my economics is. And it's unbelievable. I the perspective of wedge playing with fresh grooves is fantastic. So I like the idea of fresh grooves. I like the idea that it's a new mindset. And I also like the idea of, like, grooves is you're grooving. Like, you're just in a chill space. You're catching the bass drum pocket that they often create together. And we're just going to sit back and enjoy the season of golf in the space of fresh grooves. So there you go, you guys. Hey, it's not a long episode. It's an intro episode. Trying to put it all out there. The next episode, we're going to come back hard with content and just start the ball rolling. But for now, here you go. My name's Carter. I'm thrilled if you've heard this. Hang out with me. I will guarantee you we're going to go on a ride, and it should be fun. It should be entertaining. It'll definitely be funny, and we will see you on the golf course. Fairways and greens, everybody, and most importantly, let's see what we can get done with some fresh grooves. Thanks for joining me today on Fresh Grooves Pod. We look forward to connecting with you again next episode. So please stick with us, and see you again here on Fresh Grooves.